The saint identifies the affliction and explains it to the king. Then he stood up and headed for the king to share a bit of what was happening. What you must do is summon here that man to cure her pain. This is the wisest plan. Summon the goldsmith from that distant town with gold and robes of honor. Bring him down. After this speech, the king chose to obey. Each word that he had heard the healer say. The king then sent two men to Samarkand. Both shrewd, experienced men at his command. As soon as they arrived, there they began to read this message to the wanted man. O gentle master, pure intelligence, talk everywhere is of your eminence. Our king requests you for your peerless skill. This vacancy no other man can fill. Accept this robe of honor and this gold. When you arrive, a special rank you will hold. On seeing robes and wealth, he was beguiled. He left his townfolk, even his own child. He set off on the journey feeling thrilled. Without a clue, the king would have him killed. He proudly mounted an Arabian stud, not knowing that the price was his own blood. Conceited fool, you failed to comprehend. So eagerly, you raced to your own end. He dreamt of majesty that wouldn't eat what that wouldn't seize. As Israel said, come and grab your peace. He was escorted after entering upon the royal throne to meet the king. The escorts treated him with special care. They knew his love of pomp. It was a snare. The king embraced him like a friend of old, entrusting to him all his stores of gold. The doctor urged, there's more you can award. Why don't you give the girl as a reward? Through union with this man, she could be nursed. Love's waters might revive her, quench her thirst. The maiden then received a wedding band. They joined the couple just as they had planned. The first 6 months together, how they thrived. The servant girl soon totally revived. But then the groom was poisoned in a plot. She saw the doctor's potion make him rot. Through sickness, he lost all his youthfulness. Each day, his looks got worse, her love grew less. He soon became so ugly, pale, and old that she could feel her heart becoming cold. Love, which is based on just a pretty face, is not true love. It ends in sheer disgrace. Would that he'd been all over so debased, and therefore spread the judgment he has faced. Instead of tears, his eyes gushed blood in streams. His face became his enemy, it seems. Feathers became the peacock's bitter foe, and kings were killed by their own love of show. He said, "I'm like the deer for whose musk scent hunters desire to catch and then torment. The desert fox, which when they capture her, they chop her head off just to keep the fur. The elephant who's beaten savagely, they shed his blood just for his ivory. Those who would kill for secondary goals should know I'll take my revenge. Those who would kill for secondary goals should know I'll take my vengeance on their souls. I'm now the victim. Your turn's coming soon. Those hungry for my blood are not immune." A lengthy shadow, though a wall can cast, that shadow will return to it at last. The world's a mountain, actions like a shout. Your echo will return to you. Watch out. These were his final words when he was slain. The slave girl now was purged of love and pain. Love of the dead is not a lasting love, because the dead don't come back from above. Love of the living in your soul and blood, each moment makes you fresher than a bud. Save love for him, eternal and divine. The sake with the soul expanding wine. Choose love of him from whose repellent face. Choose love of him from whose resplendent face the prophets find their mission and their grace. Don't tell me from that king we have been barred, dealing with the noble men is not that hard.
Hi, this is Mohsen. Thank you for listening to the English recitation of Rumi's Masnavi. I know understanding the meaning behind these poems could be hard. After all, you're listening to raw translations of this wonderful book. If you wish to, hear the meaning and discussions behind these lines, please visit my YouTube page listed in the details section of this podcast. There, you can find interpretations and discussions behind these lines. I hope to connect with you guys soon. And all the best, and cheers to you all.